Hello, hello, hello to the first episode of Arcane Echo. I'm going to be your host, Brian, and this episode's going to be basically on what you're going to get listening to this channel, who else you might hear on this channel, the goals of the podcast, and ideas that I have going forward as to what you might, or topics you may hear me talk about, and our first topic, which is going to be, is there too many games, or am I the only one that has a difficulty actually picking up a game and playing it? So, starting us off, the first thought for the podcast here is going to be, I went with the name Arcane Echoes. I batted it back and forth. I had a couple of different names like the Nerd Hive and a few different things, because I knew I had a want to discuss my hobbies, my areas of interest, and the other goal that I really had the coming, because I've recently become unemployed. And just one thing, I wanted to try to foster something that helps put a positive view, or at least helps me look at things in a much more positive light, as I feel like I've become jaded over the years. This might be awkward or interesting for some of my friends that will listen to this, but this should be fun. So, like I mentioned, I want to build, one of the goals of the channel or for the podcast is I want to help build a positive gaming environment or community. I just feel that everything that we see, or this is, I guess, my perspective, everything's just not looking that great. And do you know what? I want to try and put a spin on it. I don't want to be so, I think the word is pessimistic, looking at the worst in things. I want to try and create something that is a positive place, that put a positive spin on stuff, and something that I can draw inspiration and happiness and fun from. So the next item is, what are some of the topics that you might hear discussed, or sorry, I skipped one. Who might you hear on this channel, or this show? I have some really great friends, which I feel are very interesting and fun people, and I know everyone probably has their own group and everything like that. But I like to think that I do have a special group of friends. So I am really interested. They all have different areas of interest: movies, games, horror, sci-fi, fantasy, all those different things, which, like, I dabble in a lot of the different areas, but I don't really say, anime is like one that I just, there's a couple good shows, but I haven't really dabbled in any. If you guys do have any recommendations, I don't have any social media set up yet, but, email brian@arcaneecho.com. Or .ca, sorry, .ca, representing that great Canadian domain tag. And let me know the shows, and if I have them, I'll check them out. So now, like I said, let's get back to some of the topics that we might hear. So like the website might talk or mention here is that I have a wide interest. So I love board games, I love movies, love D&D, and I love like online gaming. I really enjoy items that allow us to use our imagination and put ourselves. It keeps going back to this book in high school, so I understand why, or middle school. So I understand why, maybe they got us to read it, but To Kill a Mockingbird, put ourselves in the shoes of the people. I love doing that when it comes to games and TV shows. And I guess maybe with my anxiety, that's why I can't watch certain TV shows like Workaholics and Californications. I don't know. Just something that gives me the heebie-jeebies and my brain goes, nope, can't do it. And I have to turn it off. very interesting. But I love David Duchovny. Yeah, love that guy. Love that guy. But sorry, I digress. So I feel like that's just going to be a wide array, and I feel like that's covered underneath my title. Another thing, reviewing. I guess some of the things discussing old games that stood the test of time. Like, what old games can you go back to, pick it up, and you're still having fun, just as if it was the day that you got them? Review or do reactions to movies. So maybe that we find a movie that I haven't watched or some of my friends haven't watched, and we actually do a full episode where we watch it and discuss the movie at length and to get everyone else's interest. I gotta stop clicking. That's gonna be annoying on there. Sorry, guys. And then also group discussions regarding the state of online gaming. Like I kind of mentioned, there's a lot of games out there. How do you, keep up with it, and is it in a good place? Also I had the random thought lastly, I think movie trivia or game trivia could be fun. Anything for some laughs. So before we jump into like our main title, I'll give you guys a little bit of a background of who I am. My name is Brian. I am from Canada. I started off, my very first console would have probably been the first Nintendo, playing Mario, Duck Hunter, all that great stuff. Super Nintendo, I think we went from Super Nintendo, I didn't get the N64, they went to the PlayStation, I think my parents did. And then to the Xbox. It was a weird matchup, but personally, I have to say I'm an Xbox guy. I've worked in security a little bit and just been paying attention. I'm sorry, Sony, what are you doing getting compromised so many times? Tighten that shit up. I don't know how you can get compromised so many times and still be in business, losing everybody's money and information. And then since becoming an adult growing up, I have gone over to the Master Race and been PC gaming for the last so on so forth, and absolutely loving it. I haven't really played console. I did try to get back into one of the new Pokemon games, which I did love Pokemon back in the day, but I just wasn't able to pick it up again. I know, but it could just be my brain that I don't have the attention span right now to actually sit down and do it. And that's what leads me, I guess, into our main topic, multiplayer versus single player. And is there, I'm curious if there is anyone that may be like me out there. So I'm a gamer who personally, I love playing with my friends. I've growing up having that group of friends to always play games with, the camaraderie and just the feeling of the group, right? I guess safety, you can probably say. Now it's all online. It's all digital. We're all not in the same room, having to use cardboard to split up the different TV screens, and calling everyone a cheater because their eye twitched and glanced at your screen, right? The good old days of gaming, console gaming. I loved it. But now we are opened to the greater, the internet, the world wide web. We can game with anyone. Those, again, I'm going to apologize because this probably come off a little bit weird, but like, do you get the same feel from playing with disembodied voices elsewhere? From a side playing games with people you actually know. I guess for me, maybe once I get to know them a little bit more, and I guess that kind of bond, it's really weird saying this, but hopefully I get no shade. or hopefully there's other people who understand the same thing. But when there's no one on, or you don't have the interest of meeting new people, having to put yourself out there again, and you do try to sit down and play a single player game. How does that go for you? For me, sometimes it goes like this. I sit down, I open up a game. Say I open up Hearts of Iron 4, because I remember how much fun I had the last time I played. But then it loads up and everything, and I'll go through the title screen, but then all of a sudden I think of something else. So I close it down, and then I open up my second game. Say we open up, say Helldivers right now, because that's the one of the newest hot games. But then I just go, do you know what, like, that's more of a multiplayer game. I haven't actually played it single player yet, so I close that down. So now I'm going on to my third game. Probably have taken 10, 15 minutes to load it. Not load a game, but to actually get to this point in time. At this point, I might not even want to play games anymore. It's just a very interesting way to look at it. And I think that's one of the, since the pandemic and everything, and just, I guess, adulting, growing up, not having that close friend group anymore, I think one of the things that I need to do as a person and actually have fun again when it comes to gaming is actually playing with strangers. And actually, I did have a really positive experience with this because no one else bought this game, and I personally loved it. And it closely goes with Helldivers 2, that's released here recently, but it's the Starship Troopers Extermination. When that game came out, the servers that popped up and just the love for the franchise and the game was amazing to see. It was so funny to go into the game and just hear straight movie quotes and propaganda, and the only good bug's a dead bug. And it was a blast. And I think I need to actually force myself to get out of my comfort zone. But how am I going to do that? I think that's going to be the bigger thing, and that's going to be a test of time. I think I like to do things baby steps. I like making sure, but sometimes you have to dive in, right? And with gaming, that's easy to do. So with that, I guess, put it out to you, the audience. This is episode 1. I do hope you enjoy. Do any of you run into the same thing with online gaming where you're more introverted than extroverted? You don't want to put that time and energy into attempting to find other random people to play with? Hey, do you have any tips and tricks to actually forcing yourself out of your comfort zone? Because I may need that. I gotta stop saying so many connectors words. Whoa. With that, guys, like I hope you enjoyed the first episode, and even if you made it all the way through, you didn't enjoy it, thank you for listening. I hope you guys all have the best day you can out there, and all the best to you. And with that, peace.